podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
So it's all for play for still?
I think so. Do you want to bet against us?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to For the Love of Paul McGrath podcast. You may have noticed that the intro music is slightly lower. That's by popular demand. So let me know if it's too low. No, I'm 100% certain I'm definitely going to get DMs and comments to say, oh, the intro music is too low now. But in fairness, I understand your pain. There is a podcast I listen to as well in the Cleveland Browns, and I listen to it going to bed, and it blows the ears off me whenever they go to an ad break in it because the ads are so loud. So I do feel your pain. So any feedback, gratefully received. You may notice that myself and Patrick are wearing the third shirt. This is by design. Obviously, we're going to be playing in it today, but it's by design because we don't fucking fear anything. We don't fear any hoodoo. We don't fear any jinx. We don't fear any bad luck. What we do is we lean into danger. We puff out our chest, Emmy Martinez style, at a penalty shootout, and we act as confidently as we can. And that's why we're wearing the third shirt today, because Paddy, we're wearing the third shirt on the field today and we don't have the best of luck in it.
Plus the third shirt is nice for a change, so
I love it. And I did say that we were going to adopt a Emmy Martinez at a penalty shootout stance when Emmy Martinez was in the World Cup, and we're going to have that kind of that fuck 'em kind of attitude at times this season as well, because it's going to be nice, because I feel there's going to be some times this season where we will go on runs like we have with Unai Emery. Yes, there will be times where we will have speed bumps in the road, like the first half at Wolves and Stevenage, but might as well celebrate the wins. And if we do go on a bit of a winning streak, let's puff out the chest and let's enjoy it. And that's the way I woke up this morning. And while I completely understand, and it's completely 100% not lost on me, that every single game matters in the Premier League and every single game needs to be taken with respect, I'm buzzing for today because I can see, I genuinely hope and can see us winning today for sure.
I can't see anything else but a win today, but where have we said this before? Team bottom of the league or down near the bottom of the league and absolutely turn us over and make a show of us a la Bournemouth on the opening day of the season. Hopefully the mindset has changed of this team and we don't have a mindset of expecting to go out and win, and be more of our mindset that we go out and hope to win and do our best. But I expect nothing else other than a win and a clean sheet today. I expect a high line. I expect us to be really in their faces from the word go, and it's going to be a very interesting one, because I reckon if we score early, they'll capitulate altogether. But the longer this goes on, the better it is for them, and that's why it's vital we get a grip of the game early on.
I think so too. If we get a goal in the first 10 minutes, I think, once again, you can see everybody, you can see I am a positive man by nature, but I can just see the amount of kicks up the arse that karma could give me there. Not Kamara. Kamara gives me nothing but pats in the back, but karma could have the kicks up the arse that I don't want to exactly draw upon myself. But, if we score early and we score first, we've shown that in these games, since Unai Emery's come in, that there's this different type of kind of mentality, there's a different type of mindset, there's a different type of structure, there's a different type of coherency that our two guys in midfield, and I really am going to keep calling them out until they prove me otherwise. But they give us such a great structure, and the two wide midfielders as well, being two central midfielders, it makes it very easy for us to hunker down. Albeit Buendia, not a central midfielder in the strictest sense of the word when he is played out there, but it gives us that opportunity to hunker down. So I'm like an early goal today, as we've tended to do under Unai Emery. When we've scored early, we've held on to leads, and then also we've had this propensity that when we played against Spurs, we went away from home. We were able to lock up Shores at the back, let teams come on to us, get them and catch them off unawares then, and pick them off then later on in the game. So I don't see any different way of playing, and I couldn't care less, as I've said before. If somebody turns around to me and says Aston Villa have a crap style of playing, you know, I've got two fingers in my right hand that I stick up into their to them, and I'd say, couldn't care less. Worry about your own team, you know. Yeah. And that's the attitude I'm going to have, because
how many sick, trophies? How many trophies did Jose Mourinho win with a crap story?
This is exactly it. Yeah, so this is exactly it.
It's a results business now. We want the team to be pushing up the table. If that means we push up the table, playing crap and win, I don't give a shit.
I think so too.
We need to get up the table before we're entertained. We'd be quite happy getting up the table and beating the bigger teams if we're playing the way we are. So that argument doesn't wash with me. So we've had many years in the doldrums now. The last couple of years have been particularly poor. It's now time to push on, and we have a manager that's capable of doing it. And all of this is pointing towards a 2-0 loss today.
Yeah, you know, look, hindsight is 20/20 as well in instances like this. But a win today does us an awful lot of favours. A win next week makes us hope, and it brings that kind of as the hopium. Yes, yeah, I've got a drip hooked up here underneath the table of hopium to myself here, and then I might need copium afterwards if we do lose to be able to cope with the result. But without looking ahead, like, you can only win every game that comes our way, and it starts today. And an away win again would be really good, I think, for Aston Villa, because we've tended to be better away from home than we've been at home. And, you know, let's keep that trend up.
Hope that our guys are used to being able to play at 3 o'clock on a Saturday, because it's been a bloody long time since we've had to do it. Now we had 2 o'clock against Spurs on New Year's Day, but that's the closest we've had to a 3 o'clock kickoff in a long time. So it's good to have these games back at this proper time for a game of football.
Exactly.
It's never a great place for us to go down to Southampton. We haven't got the best of records. I haven't been in the new stadium. I was showing my age now, but I was in the Dell back in the day a couple of times. I was there when Andy Townsend scored the 5,000th Premier League goal. There must be a million Premier League goals at this stage. But it's never been a happy hunting ground. Back in them days, we did win. I think it was 96-97. Andy Townsend scored that goal. So I'm hoping that we can just get back to the spirit of that team that we had throughout the 90s. And, you know, from being up to second, finishing second in the league, to winning a couple of cups, to getting the FA Cup finals. That's all we want, is those days back. We're not looking for us to win the league every year. Don't get me wrong. It would be smashing if it was. But just to be up there competing would be great again.
Yeah. And it all starts today, you know. And you know that we're... You know, we're kind of filling time when we start talking about the future past the game, because obviously we're not...
days of the 90s.
And obviously when I said that we have to have that I feel and that I came into the podcast with that Emmy Martinez puff your chest out spirit, obviously I did caveat, and I still will be caveating it throughout the you know, this team deserves respect. I think they're in a false position based on some of the players that they have. We're seeing a lot of James Ward-Prowse with regards to being in the 10, and I like this from Mark Holmes. I think since now we're playing Edward Post as number 10, and that suits us because of Kamara. And I tend to agree to a lot of degrees there, because you know, myself and Paddy have had differing views, I suppose, to a lot of people on James Ward-Prowse when he was linked with Aston Villa previously. And Southampton, like, last year didn't really get much out of him, but they didn't really get much out of anybody, and they found a way to kind of play him into games a small bit more. Obviously, there are two strikers. They're going to have Orsic, I would imagine, and Shea Adams up there, and I think we might have some teams at the moment, everybody. So let's... Yes, we do. We have a team, and let's bring that up onto the screen now. Hide the current comment, bring up the screen. So we have... Look at this. Look at this. Look at that.
Oh,
prepared,
wow.
As ever. Yeah, both of them beside each other. Look at this genius. Emmy Martinez in goals with Ashley Young, Konza Mings, and Alex Moreno. Jacob Ramsey, Douglas Luiz, Kamara, and Buendia, and then Watkins and Bailey. So absolutely no changes. I didn't think there would be, and there was a reason I was saying that we were filling time, because... Didn't really think there was any discussion to be had about the team sheet. This is more like a team sheet turnover today, as opposed to a team sheet tantrum, because I couldn't, like, there was no way I thought anybody was going to come into that team other than Alex Moreno for Dina, and and pretty much as you were then after that. But bench is made up of two goalkeepers.
Yeah, which means there's someone missing, I would imagine.
That's mad.
Bednarak is missing.
Are you sure he can't play against Southampton?
Oh, yes. Well, that's why he's missing.
Yeah. I suppose, yeah, and I don't know that anyway, two goalkeepers, Cash, Sanson, Chambers, Coutinho, Dendonker, Seb Revin on the bench. Interesting.
Well, we had to have two centre halves there, really, with that amount of subs, so it'll be
Seb Revin is left back. That's the other guy.
He can play centre half as well, though, can't he?
Maybe so. I'd say Dendonker would be the man to move back into centre half. If both our centre halves got injured, and Jesus, if that happens, I'd be rapidly revising my puff your chest out and fuck them attitude. I'd be rapidly revising that if that happens, for sure. But looking at the Southampton team there, Southampton have gone with youth in this game. They've backed their pre-season purchases. Guy that we've all big hopes for in goals, Gavin Bazuno. I hope he has a stinker today, as opposed to, and then every other game he can be absolutely fantastic. Devlianko, Kaleta Carr, who we were linked with, and then Salisu. So Bella Catchup isn't there today, which is something I think is big. He's been a massive signing for them since he's came in. You've also got Walker Peters in there, who's going to be an outlet on the right hand side. Romeo Lavia, and then Diallo, Ward-Prowse, and Adosie. Sam Adosie is a very, very good player. Very young player. The English setup had an awful lot of high hopes for him, and they would be hoping to see what will happen with him now at Southampton. And then up front, they've got little Adam Armstrong, who likes a goal against us, and Che Adams, who obviously I would love to score against us, obviously being an ex-lad from down in the Tin Pot Stadium.
Do you anticipate a change of line of style here?
I don't see three at the back. I see four at the back there.
Yeah, I see four at the back. Is it a 4-4-2? Is what I'm asking. Are they going to go with Armstrong and Adams up front, Adosie off the wing, Ward-Prowse in behind?
I'd say it's a 4-2-3 because I'd say Lavia and Diallo will hold. I'd say you're probably going to have Armstrong in the middle of Ward-Prowse and Adosie, and there'll be a lot of switching there, and then Che Adams up front on his own maybe.
Yeah. An interesting lineup there. Drop Dele Anoussi, who would have been a fear of mine.
Yeah.
Him and Adosie are their outlets, really. So to see one of them gone is a good thing. Adosie, lightning quick, is going to be a challenge. But we know Ashley Young is well able for those kind of challenges as well. He's known to switch as well, isn't he? He within the game switch from left to right. So he's known to switch between left and right side.
Who
of
is
attack. Adosie?
Oh, yeah. So, that's why I think it'll be, there'll be a lot of rotation in and around there. There will be times when they're out of structure, whereby Adam Armstrong will be given opportunities to move up top. And if Ward-Prowse and Adosie need to come back into defence a small bit more, make more solid midfield four, they will, for sure. But there's a couple of things I like Romeo Lavia is a really nice player. Sam Adonis is a really nice player. Ward-Prowse can ping him in from free kicks and so on. He's going to be dangerous at corners. Obviously I think Southampton and Wolves and Everton, Southampton, Wolves and West Ham are all in false positions in the league. Now, I know you get where you are where you are because of the way you've played, but with the caliber of players they have, they're in false positions. But I'm not worried about their bad luck. I'm not worried about them only beginning to get it together. Now, I want to put the foot in the throat here. I want to make sure that we don't care about that. Our team is rattling along nicely. It's pretty well settled at the moment. And yes, they've got some really good players and some nice young and up-and-coming players, but that doesn't, you know, Aston Villa should be going out today to nick a 1-0 win, a 2-1 win, a 2-0 win, something like that. Put it up your jumper after that, take it and play 10 men behind the goals, and then get that long bus journey back up to Birmingham. And I'm expecting more professional performances away from home this season. Maybe they mightn't have the style points that everybody wants, but I'm expecting professional and structured performances because we don't always have that. We haven't always had that traditionally as Aston Villa fans. Not in the last 10 years anyway, which has been good. Ramsey to score, Villa to win 2-1. I actually did that today. I was asked for my score prediction today, and I said Ramsey and Watkins to score today. Maybe with their no one breathing, like, and there absolutely is nobody breathing down his neck on the bench today. With Ollie Watkins, maybe with a free runner that he goes out and he puts two in the back of the net today. We can all hope. But one thing I want to say there is, Caden Young on the bench signed his first professional deal during the week. Congratulations to that man. Just turned 17 as well. Huge, huge future for him, and I'm hoping that he rattles. I'm hoping he gets time today, and I think it's conceivable he does get time today, because himself and Coutinho are really only two attacking changes we could make.
Absolutely, and that is the worrying thing. All along this season, we've had the ability to empty the bench and make us stronger in attack or defence. We've only got defensive players there, really. Well, we've Sanson as well, and it's a little bit worrying. And going back to saying that we sold Danny Ings during the week, and we've no one in there to replace him. It is a little bit worrying. If one of them picked up an injury, which Watkins only coming back from an injury, and Bailey has a habit of picking up little niggles. So yeah, I'm a little bit worried about the attacking department. But hopefully, as I said, we can score early and not have to worry about that, and go and put them to the sword with what we've been just play the way we've been playing, and we should have enough to go and beat these well.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know if everybody can hear the baby monitor that's right beside me here, but I'm being beckoned to my good child because she's asleep at the moment. Paddy, would you mind filling for 30 seconds while I run up and just put the and take care of this? Back in a moment, everyone.
Okay, let's have a look and see what we can come up with the comments today. I think this is the point that we've been chatting about here. The bench is seriously lacking. We must take one or two in before the deadline. I think that's vital for us. I think we need to get players in the next few days to cover the guys who are missing. Joe Keating says Simcoe County waiting after midnight here for kickoff in Japan. Wow, we're all over the world. We had Perth in West Australia, we had New Zealand, we had Japan. Let me see, what have we got here? Oh, you're all chatting amongst yourselves. Have faith, Paddy. I have faith that we're going to win this today. I said we're going to win it, and going to win it easy. I really believe that, but every time I've said that, we've a tendency to let us down. So let's see how it goes later on today. Micah Richards is back in. 1-1 with the head, 2-1 with the heart. Yeah, I'm kind of feeling that way myself. My heart is telling me we should go and win this easy, but the head is telling me otherwise. Have we got you back, Neil? I can see him. Hello?
No, I got you. I ran away. My AirPods disconnected. Job done. How are you talking about?
You're on the wrong side. You're on the wrong side. And the deck are on the wrong way around.
There we go. Yeah, look, I suppose, get out of this game. In the 30 seconds I was gone, the one thought that came into my mind was, get out of this game unscathed. 2 weeks off. I can't see us not bringing in a striker. I know Unai Emery was kind of cards close to his chest going, oh, we'll try bring someone in, but it's difficult. He just did the whole, we switched things like seven as well. But he did the whole media training piece there with, oh, it's difficult. And, you know, we'll only do something if we feel it's right for the club and want to improve the players. There is no way in hell we're going into this rest of the season with John Duran as the only other person other than the two boys we have up front. If that's the case, then this man will win manager of the year if we end up winning games this year. Because much and all as having Bailey and Watkins up top is, it's just unsustainable. I think it was unsustainable with Ings there also. But only having those three guys, and even with bringing John Duran, who's never kicked the ball in anger in European football, I think that was still unsustainable. So I could definitely see one, if not another, kind of hybrid winger striker type coming in as well. So that's my view on it, for sure.
100%. Even the talks of De La Feo and those, they're not goal scorers. I do believe he'll bring in a goal scorer as well. And Duran, while he will get minutes and he will get starts, he's one for the future, no doubt. So he will need to gain a bit of trust within there before he starts playing every game.
Yeah, and it looks like he won't be going back with Colombia now. They played last night. And
they're playing tomorrow.
And they're playing tomorrow, and that's two of the four games. The group game's gone, so I'd say
they only drew last night, and they've got to play Brazil. So chances are that could be
Peru. I think last night
Paraguay.
Was it Paraguay? Yeah.
So I'm reliably informed by my son because he wondered why he wasn't in the team. So I'm guessing he stayed up till whatever time to watch it last night while I was fast asleep.
Yeah. I was going to say that. Yeah. Oh, it was only two Villa fans watching that. Because it was Paraguay, not Peru. I thought it was Peru. I was going to say Luis Miguel was probably the only other Villa fan that stayed up to watch that game. Now that John Duran isn't in there. So the TAM ratings won't look as weird as I thought they would have 2 days ago when I was talking about the game. Let's take a look. So, guys, if you want to start popping in your score results, I will have to go. I have a little lady who's a little bit unsettled, so I'm going to have to run back indoors again in a moment. But just before you guys do go, there's talk there about Danjuma. I have thoughts on Danjuma, and people may not like them. I completely understand, and this isn't just sour grapes because he's coming to Aston Villa. I can understand why Unai Emery... Well, number one, Unai Emery more or less name-checked him, if I'm not mistaken, yesterday and said... Not for me anymore. It's not what we want to implement in this league with this team. If I'm not mistaken, or maybe I dreamt that, but I certainly read it. I think it was from the Birmingham Mail yesterday. But my views on Danjuma are that a lot of his most productive seasons, albeit the ones under Emery with Villarreal, if we take those out of the equation, his most productive seasons came in the Championship and in the Dutch First Division. He's only ever played above 28 games once in his career, and the closest he's got to 28 games prior to that was 23 games in his career. And while I think that Unai Emery would have got a song from him in the Premier League, and he's got all these little touches of magic and stuff like that, I get kind of Charles Nzagbia at Wigan vibes off him at times. So from that point of view, I wouldn't put it this way. I feel like I'm going in two footed on him. That's not the case. But what I'm saying is, I can understand why Unai Emery probably thinks that he's not what we need at this moment in time, albeit that he did manage him before Villarreal. Systems and player personnel and I suppose the competitions that you're going to be playing in the most are going to affect the personnel that you're going to bring in. And maybe Danjuma was better suited to La Liga, where you do get that space to run a small bit more and you're not going to get hacked down at the edge of on the halfway line. Like potentially could happen here. But it looks like he's off to Everton on a loan only with no deal to buy. And we see how he gets on there. He could just as easily light up the Premier League in that system and keep them up. But Unai Emery, if I'm not mistaken, has said that it just wasn't for him at this moment in time with regards to the system we're playing in the new league that we're into. So if I did dream that, please feel free to tell me because I certainly read it.
Oh, it's absolutely fine with me as well. He wasn't top of my shopping list anyway, that's for sure.
Yeah. Couple of things there about Dembele. I actually really think there's legs in Dembele. I went to the effort yesterday. If you guys haven't seen the pod I did with Fintan O'Reilly from Total Football Analysis, another good Irishman like ourselves, Paddy. Fintan, he writes for, he's the French writer for Total Football Analysis, and he had good things to say about Dembele. And we touched on Guendouzi, Jonathan David, and Anouhi, if that's how you pronounce it, the guy from Angers, as well, that we were linked to. So have a look at that if you haven't looked at it already. He's a really great guy, Fintan. Follow him as well, at Fintan Football. He writes some classic articles, some really good stuff. So get on to that. All right, let's take a little look at some of the scores. Whoa, there's a load of scores in there. Usually as you guys are putting them in, I start to star them on our system here so that I can get to them easy. So might need Paddy to fill for a moment while I start starring these so that I can just put them into one folder and have them all to hand. Paddy, actually, tell me about this. Walker Peters is going to be up against Moreno. Moreno, new to the league. And he likes to get forward. Walker Peters loves to get forward, and he's going to be their outlet on the right hand side. is there any point in asking you what you think's going to happen there? Because we know so little about Mourinho in the Premier League.
Well, that's it. We don't know a whole pile of what Mourinho. We haven't seen him often enough to know what it was going to offer. The two players will probably nullify each other, depending on how the game pans out. I think a lot depends on us playing a high line, and that's I'd like us to play a little bit further up the pitch than we have been the last few games, for the simple reason is that it nullifies Ward-Prowse. It stops us from giving away the free kicks so close to the box, and I don't think we'll have much to worry about if we can do that. I could be way off the mark. We could play exactly the same as we were over the last three or four games, but you know, you and I, we trust. And yes, I think those two players may nullify each other, but it'll be an interesting battle.
I knew Dobby, if you're Dobby's watching, Dobby Williams just messaged on Twitter to say, my intro music is usually a speaker killer. So as the intro came in and it was a bit lower, he turned up his speakers. And then when we started talking, we blew his speakers out. Not blew his speakers, but we blew him out of it. So I should probably have mentioned to people, okay, set your phasers to stunned here, because I've turned down the intro music a small bit there.
Sharik says, draw all day, you guys are way overconfident. Maybe so. And I've said that.
And if we win, Sharik,
there was a comment that said, head says 1-1, heart says 2-1. That's exactly how I feel. We're Villa fans. We're right to be overconfident and then have ourselves shot in the foot by 4-5 in the evening.
We're fickle. Like we have, I genuinely, after the Leeds game and our performances in the league, we've very little to give out about. That's a purposeful pause.
Yeah.
We've very little to give out about since Unai Emery has come in. So I'm enjoying being an Aston Villa fan since Unai Emery is here. And while I've said that every game needs to be taken, I only said we'd win 2-1. So if we draw 1-1, that doesn't make me overconfident. If I was to say, yeah, we're going to smash them 4-0, that might be an overconfidence thing. But hey, I think that this team is good enough to go out here and beat Southampton today. And a lot of people are talking about this Southampton resurgence. I think they got lucky against Man City team. That, like, on paper, they should not have beaten that Man City team. They needed a James Ward-Prowse goal from a worldly free kick again to beat Everton at the weekend. And then the Crystal Palace game was in the Cup. Cup games breed, I suppose, different type of tactics in one-off games. You can kind of kill people on the counter. I suppose we'll find out today. And if we draw today, I don't think it's the end of the world either. You know, I just think
it's not the end of the world, but you would be disappointed considering we've gone away and beaten Brighton and Tottenham. We should be going away and beating Southampton. It's not us being optimistic. It's being realistic that we should be going and beating Southampton away from home after achieving the results that we have. So we'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah, and I genuinely think that we can win today. And like as I say, a draw might be exactly the result. And I think that's fine too. As I say, I won't be here spitting feathers if it's a draw. I'll be spitting feathers if we lose 3-0. Yeah, and I as a Villa fan, I reserve the right to completely change my demeanour and the drop of a hat. Because that's how we do things around here.
We'll see that at 5-5 this evening.
Yeah, absolutely. Couple of scores. Stephen Wright says 2-1 to Villa. KG with an injury we could do without. Drew 1-1 says Dave Bond. Can see 2-1 to Aston Villa today, says Tim. 1-1 says Michael Richards. 3-1 says really random reviews. Dave has come back in. Oh no, that was for a different one. We drew 1-1 in a different game. So Dave says we're going to win 3-1. John Steele says 6-1. Now, there's somebody who might be terribly optimistic is John, but I love it. I love it. Rachel says 1-1 or 2-1 to Villa. Rex says 3-0 Villa. Martin says 3-1 Villa. Oliver says 2-1 Villa. Darkseid says 2-0 Villa. A clean sheet would be nice. I myself can't see it, but Junior Bennett goes for 2-0 as well. Steve goes for 1-0. Junior Bennett again with 2-0. Liam says 4-3 with a Sinisalo winner. Maybe he can come on and play up front. We'd be better off playing Robin Olsen up front anyway if Martinez gets injured. You know, we'd be better off bringing Olsen on up front. So Anna Grady says 2-1. Sy says 1-0. Love Bleeds says 1-1, maybe 2-1 Villa. 2-0 to Villa says Pete. 2-1 says Michael Parsons. Hart says 2-1, Villahead says 1-1, says David Siles. Peter says 2-0, Lee Smith says 2-0, Mark Holmes says 4-0 Villa. One of those games where it all clicks. been a while since that's happened, but in the attacking space, well, it hasn't. It's Brentford, which has been a while, I suppose, as well. Sai says 1-0 win today. Moreno or Mings to score? We're due a defensive goal. Might be no harm to score from a set piece as well. You know, you need those from time to time. And I don't mean directly from a corner. I wouldn't mind if we scored a header from a corner. We do, remember that? We do nothing from corners. we're getting up to that kind of status again. And Rob Henry says 1-1. Sully says 1-0 with the difference. Sarko says 1-0 to Villa. Sinisalo again. Sniffrat says 2-3 to Aston Villa. Mia Foley says 2-1 to Villa. And I think that's it. Did I miss anyone? Daniel says 2-1 or 2-0 with Watkins and Ramsey. Yeah, that's I've got a feeling for a Ramsey goal today as well. And I think that's it. Oh, RA Venture says 2-2. Really random says 3-1 Villa. Tarkit Hoodoo's over. Peter McTaggart says 2-1 Saints. Neil Bates, 4-0 Villa. We'll batter Southampton. I love it. Yeah, let's go for it. Definitely. Tuan says, I'm looking at 3-1 Villa. We just may give Ward-Prowse a gift in the 85th minute. I'm okay with that. I'm okay with a gift in the 85th minute as long as it doesn't draw it up.
As long as it's 3-0 up.
Exactly, as long as we're 3-0 up. But thanks so much, everybody, for joining us today. Really appreciate it. Anybody got any feedback on the graphics and stuff like that, hit me up with a DM or just let me know under things. Trying to change things up. I am delighted I've gotten, my equipment has been replaced and I'm now back on the proper setup again. So I don't feel like I'm doing everything with my left hand and my right hand tied behind my back previously. I've got a better setup than I had before. So I want to give you guys a better product if I possibly can going forward.
What's your prediction, Neil?
Well, my prediction, 2-1 with Watkins and Ramsey to score.
Okay. I'm going for a 3-0 win with Caden Young making his debut.
And not scoring.
Not scoring. I'd be happy with him making his debut.
So would I. So will I. Everybody, really appreciate it. Before you go, can I really ask you just to give us a thumbs up there? There's 300 odd people watching. If you're subscribed, if you're signed into to YouTube, just hit the thumbs up and give a like on this as well. Also, if you know of somebody that you think might like this podcast, we're getting close to 5K subs. Or I think we've gone up like 300 subscribers in the last month or so. Which has been all down to you guys. So thank you so much for everything you do to help spread the good word of the podcast. If you think of anybody that might like this, let them know. Even if they only like the audio version and like to listen to it on Apple Music or Spotify, all podcasts, 99% of podcasts go up there directly after the show is over anyway as well. We would really appreciate that. As I say, it costs nothing to click on subscribe. And it will, as long as I'm here, it'll always stay that way. Which is good. So thanks so much, everybody, for joining us today. Let's hope Aston Villa can get that win against Southampton. Otherwise, we look very silly for puffing out our chest, but that's okay. That's what we're here for. And we'll see you again at 4:55 GMT. How is this podcast? I might be biased, Matthew, but how is this podcast not past 5K, if I do say so myself? But we'll be back again at 5:05 GMT. So adjust accordingly based upon your part of the world. And until then, stay safe, stay healthy. And all that's left to say is up the Villa.
Up the Villa.
Sports Social Podcast Network.